It's almost a cliche in movies about the South to show black prisoners working hard along a road under the supervision of a mean-looking guard. A play in the Philadelphia Fringe Festival tells a story about prison work crews in an unusual way. As WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna reports on the B-side, Negro Folklore from Texas State Prisons.
The performance gets its name from an album of songs recorded by folklorist Bruce Jackson in the late 60s. Three actors, led by Eric Berryman, move around the stage interpreting and giving life to the songs and playing the recordings. Most of the narrative is inspired by the liner notes and lots of research.
The men on this album were all convicts serving time down in the Texas Department of Corrections penal farms along the Brazos and Trinity Rivers in East Texas.
The songs and stories transport us to the men's lives inside the prison. It was a grueling life, Berryman reminds us. I asked him, what does the performance bring that just listening to the album might not?
We took a great deal to figure out what's said before I even dropped the needle and what we say in between the tracks to give a little context, which is something that if you just listen to the album, a lot of those things you would have to maybe search hours and hours to find some of that context.
Woo! Raise them up a higher, higher.
Berryman, working with director Kate Vaughk of the experimental Wooster Group, went to great pains not to convert the performance into a historic documentary, to create it as a compelling theater piece, to bring by acting the humanity of the people locked behind bars. Vaughk says they wanted to appreciate the art of the music while remembering how the extreme conditions have roots in history.
This is an incredible art form. And it's complicated because it comes out of a situation which is a direct antecedent to slavery. So the conditions, of course, are dire, but the art form is incredible. It's got that paradoxical nature that we don't want to lose this art form either. So it's a beautiful oral narrative.
Berryman gives us a peek of how his narratives weave in and out of the music.
One of the inmates had this to say about the old days. You get worked to death or beat to death. That's why we sang so many of these songs. We would work together and help ourselves as well as help out our fellow man.
This album is not just 14 tracks of just work songs. These men had and did other things. They had this whole body of these things called toasts, which are these kind of African-American kind of street limericks, urban poetry, these rhyming couplets that they had about a number of different topics, you know, had varying forms of spirituals in them. They had humor, that they had these humorous ways of weaving tales. A guy on the album does a mock sermon, you know, as if he's in a, you know, in a grand church, but they're just sitting in a commissary area in a prison unit.
Berryman says that thankfully there are no more new prison work songs. Folklorist Bruce Jackson had to find some of the former inmates in old people's homes and in retirement communities to complete the album. But what's important for performer Berryman was to make sure these men are not forgotten and not to let the meaning of their art disappear. For instance, to lead a work crew took some skills, a keen sense of pacing.
He said, it doesn't matter if you have a good voice. The most important thing is if he can keep time. He could sing as good as Peter could preach. You know, he could be have an angelic voice. But if he couldn't keep time, he wasn't going to be a work song leader, because that was most important, first and foremost.
The B-side, Negro Folklore from Texas State Prisons, runs at the Fringe Festival Theater on Delaware Avenue until Sunday. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.